TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
I mean, we do know it. Andy does not let shit go.
No, not that shit.
Shit that has no bearing on his life.
Nope. Petty, petty, petty. Tom Petty.
Fresh petty juice.
Oh, man, I'm an unending supply of fresh petty juice. That's what art is. Art's not there to show you the penis of his body. It's there to show you the penis of his soul.
And the write-up said, like... Is that the name of the episode, Tim?
I don't know.
My wife went out and got flushable wipes that are Preparation H. Got medicine on them.
That's what
I got those.
That's what your butthole needs, right?
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
It's got what buttholes crave. Everything isn't the one thing.
Yeah,
like, take this for what it is.
It's all one thing.
Everything is one thing.
Yes, I take that back to...
one bitch with many faces, Andy.
Yes, exactly. That's reality. Reality is all the same bitch.
I was going to have some tape biscuits.
Taint biscuits?
Taint biscuits, you know.
Yep.
Taint the balls, taint the butt.
But tis the biscuits, Tim.
Tis the biscuits.
And when you hear this sound,
nothing's as loving like my
taint
biscuits.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Wait, who the fuck we are? Who are we?
Oh, I'm Batman.
Oh, okay.
No, welcome to TanCast.
I'm Robin. Robin.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the Robin in TanCast.
I'm Noah, who just figured out how to stop making my name Noah's cock is so big.
I mean, I think with truth in advertising laws being what they are, probably should go back.
Although, actually, I didn't fix it totally because the bookmark still... So the bookmark had my username in it, and that's why it kept sticking. So I was like, oh.
I would do it.
I was like, why is it the same way every time? You used to ask me. And then I was like, oh, because I bookmarked it to that.
Now you're Noah, and Noahing is half the battle.
G.I. Blow.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah?
Did you delete something from our team chat?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I mean, we don't need to make this episode about me troubleshooting my phone, but...
Oh, I assume that's what people were tuning in for.
Yeah.
What's up with Noah's screen name login, and what's up with Andy's phone issues?
Yeah.
Thank God TanCast is back. I waited an extra week for this shit.
How was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Mine was filled with magic and mystery.
Mine was filled with many, many, many adventures.
Many, many adventures?
Yeah.
Or many, many adventures?
Many, many adventures.
All right.
Is it weeks? Did we record last weekend?
Yep. We did not.
I thought not.
Heads up, we're not going to record next weekend either.
All righty. Yeah. Yeah, last weekend was the Super Bowl, and we had nothing to say about the Super Bowl. And we probably still have nothing to say about the Super Bowl, because we are not a sports podcast.
I actually watched the goddamn thing.
Yes, you did.
It's a piece of shit.
Well, I was like, who are you rooting for? I was like, well, Kansas City is often the reason that the Chargers don't make the Super Bowl, and the Niners are the reasons that the one time they didn't win. So I don't know who I got the grudge against, but I'm just going to watch the game. I'll decide along the way, like, who I'm rooting for. And very, very quickly, it's weird, but very quickly, and I was like, I'm rooting for Kansas City. Like, I don't care if they win or lose, I'm just rooting for Kansas City, because fuck the Niners.
Why?
Because they're the only team, like, they're the only team the Chargers have played in the Super Bowl, and they beat them, like, really, really badly.
I see.
Yeah. That's the kind of 25-year grudge I carry around, Tim.
I mean, we do know it. Eddie does not let shit go.
Yeah, no. Not that shit.
Shit that has no bearing on his life.
Nope. Petty. Tom Petty.
Fresh Petty juice.
Oh, man. I'm an unending supply of fresh Petty juice.
So true. So true.
I mean, so Friday, mm-hmm. I go out with my friend Emily, who I also dated. Speaking of dating, I know Tim noticed, but maybe Annie knows, Cynthia, the girl I'm dating now, listened to the episode.
Yes, she did.
Cynthia, if you're listening now, it's all good. He's just hanging out with an old friend. They're fine.
Yeah.
No, she just said, no, it's not for me. I'm not going to listen again. Oh, so what's hilarious is I did not tell her.
That could be just a general audience review. Yep. Not for me. Not going to listen again. Yep. 10 guests.
She's like, do you want me to keep listening? I'm like, no, you do not have to keep listening. But I had not told her what the name of the podcast was. I don't always tell people right away. Then I posted a picture of Cynthia on Facebook, and Leslie, our lovely listener, outed the podcast. So she's like, oh, Tancast? All right, I'm on it.
Leslie, like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I'm trying to keep this on the down low. Why don't you calm down?
Calm down with called out by name.
Exactly.
Leslie was like, I wasn't sure if she was real or not. Because of your reaction of like, has no one talked about Cynthia?
She's his girlfriend from Canada.
She's a model. You've never met her.
Yeah. She goes to a different school.
Does she ever go by Cindy?
Not that I've seen.
Oh. Well, she's not listening to this, but I'll be like, hey, Cynthia, can I call you Cindy?
I'll pass along. Anyways,
like Crawford.
So I go out with Emily. We have a lovely dinner of Guam cuisine from Guam, which I've never had before.
Okay,
it was pretty good.
What does Guam taste like?
Well,
probably a bunch of spices and shit.
You know, it was not that spicy. It was.
I don't believe you.
I would say it's. Kind of reminded me of Thai food a little bit, but with like less kick.
Hmm.
Like there's like a noodle dish with like some beef in it. We had like an empanada with some mushrooms and some an aioli. Aioli. We had a shrimp cake. And we had like some type of
that's a weird dessert.
Steak tartare.
That's an even weirder dessert.
Shrimp pancake.
Remind me, I have something to ask you guys.
Okay. So, no, was the steak tartare any good? Because the last time I went to the dentist, they told me that my tooth tartare was not great.
Are you done?
No. That's an appropriate response, I know.
I didn't even realize Andy had made a joke until Noah said, are you done? And I was like, oh, I get it. He's saying tartar, like on your teeth.
Tim was like, oh, you know what the fuck's going on right now.
Like, I don't know what's going on. Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, that's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, you done.
Oh, so originally me and Cynthia were going to go to this other bar, but it was like a new bar and it was way too loud and crowded, so we decided to go across the street. And that place was much better. And so I wanted to go to this other bar, the bar we meant to go to, because I was like, oh, I'll go by myself, you know, I won't talk to anybody. I went, it was fine. I found out someone I follow on Instagram was working at a bar like close by. I was like, oh, I'll stop by there. I've never met this guy. And so I go in and he hooks me up with drinks. I just started talking to like so many random people. Like there's these two women sitting next to me and they're like ordering drinks. At one point, she's just like, this lady's like, was going to ask me something. She's like, oh, never mind. I'm like, well, what are you asking me? She's like, never mind. I'm like, oh, God, what is it? And she's like, well, see, like I used to do a lot of drugs and then, you know, I got clean. I deleted all my contacts, but my friend really wants some cocaine. They're like, do you know I get cocaine? I'm like, I do not. In the meantime,
that's the angle I should have asked.
Like, do I look like I should? If so, what made you think that? And I will change it.
On my other side, there's this other guy. There's a group of guys, and I started chatting with them. And so this one guy, he's like a big, like stocky looking guy. And like, if you were to look at him, you know, like, you're like, what do you think this guy does for like a living? I would not have guessed florist. Like, he just like had a beard, just like very like a manly, you know, look, not manly, just a buff looking strong man. Not that they can't be florists, but you know, typically, that's how I think of a florist. And so I'm like, at one point I was like, I'm like, this lady wants cocaine. Do you know where to get cocaine? And then she's asking the bartender who I just met, but, you know, follow on Instagram. And he's like, nah, sorry. And he starts to name some bars nearby that may have cocaine available. He goes, you may want to try this place across the street.
It's like, no, narc, I don't have that here. Would you like to go to any of my competitors and ask?
That's a place to get cocaine if you want cocaine. Like, so right before I left, I went to the bathroom and there was, you know, there was a line, and I started chatting with this guy in line. And, you know, we chat for a bit, and then he goes in, you know, to the restroom. And then this lady walks up. She's like, oh, I just missed my husband. I'm like, oh, that's your husband? I'm like, I was just talking to him. And we started talking. And then the bathroom opens up. And I come back out. And I was also a little bit drunk at this point. And I come out, and the guy's like, oh, great to meet you, Noah. And I'm like, Mike, can I give you a hug? He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm a hugger too. And that was that night. And I talked to some other random people, but I think I don't think this surprises either of you guys. I enjoy talking to people.
Yeah.
Like, when I go out and I just talk to random people, it makes me feel so good. Because, A, it's funny, and I love people watching, and I just enjoy people's company.
Yeah. Which is also how, like, we can take you anywhere random, like, totally different states, and you'll bump into somebody you know.
Funny enough, one reason we didn't record last week is because I was in Palm Springs at a wedding. Mm-hmm. My cousin is getting married, or is married now. And Palm Springs is wonderful. Family. Well, Palm Springs is fine as a town. Not a place I would go to visit. I did like going to Joshua Tree, and we went on some hikes, and that was nice. And I tried some tiki bars, which I love. So they have a rehearsal dinner. And it's not a typical rehearsal dinner where you have, like, your wedding party, because they didn't have a wedding party. It was just kind of like family and close friends that were invited. I'm sitting there. I look up. I see a guy. I'm like, that guy looks fucking familiar. I'm like, I know this fucking guy. It was someone I used to work with at Google, like, 15 years ago now. And he is a cousin of the woman my cousin's marrying.
Huh.
Whoosh.
Yeah. So that was
your cousin's in law now.
Yeah. That was fucking random. And it's so weird to think about, like, when we worked together. Also, I like this guy when we're working together. I think, even though I'm not like an alpha male, I think there's like some kind of alpha male thing to it. Like, people really liked him. And like, I don't know, just, there's something about him. He was cocky. I didn't love him. But it was just so weird to think about, like, oh, 15 years earlier, I had no idea you were like related to this woman that I was going to meet, that, you know, my cousin would meet, and I would meet years and years and years down the road. It's a trippy world, man.
Yeah.
But he looked exactly the same, moved exactly the same. I'm like, this is fucking Mike.
Mike, you cocky son of a bitch.
You cocky son of a bitch.
And I don't mean that in the usually positive way. I so think we you're cocky, and I think your mom raised you wrong.
Shit, hit you more. No, I'm kidding. I don't know if I really talked much about working at Google on Tancast, because I don't think I was ever – I was not working there. No, I was not working there when we started this.
No, but it had been fairly recent when we started this.
But, like, there was such a random group of people there, characters. I'm like – and just sitting and talking to him about just, like, all these random-ass people we used to work with. And, like, people were fucking in my building. Like, at one point, I mean, and Tim worked there. Oh, is that okay to say, Tim?
No, you must never say it. No.
Tim worked in this building, but it was way, it was when things were ramping up, so it was way emptier. And so, like, there's just all these random rooms that you could just go in and no one would be around. and like people to go fucking him, like, and do drugs. And like, I worked with like a convicted child molester. Convicted sex offender.
Okay.
Like, he was on the registry. I don't know exactly what he did, but like, I knew him by one name. And then one day these two guys call me into this like room and show me a computer. And like, it's the guy's picture with a different name. I was like, what the fuck? And then not too long after that, he disappeared.
Huh.
Like, from working there. I actually ran into him in the city since I've been living here. There's one guy had a crush on this other girl. And like, if he ever saw you talking to her, he would just get all uptight. And like, it was weird. It was a weird time.
Wow.
Like, yeah, he would just angry and just walk away. Like, I mean, passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I hope that girl never went out with him.
No, she definitely let him on. I don't know if they ever went out, but like, there definitely was like something going on. I think she enjoyed the attention.
Yeah, that feeling of like ownership and entitlement. I mean, you know, emotions are tricky, and being emotionally immature is something that we all go through.
Nuh-uh.
Your mom
Sorry,
goes through
we
it.
All, except for Tim, go through.
Thank you.
Tim was born perfect. His mommy told him.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, like, I was at an art museum, and I was just thinking, like, you know what? Being immature still cracks me up. Like,
yeah.
Making stupid immature jokes. It's just like, I'm like, I don't know why. I still find it funny.
Dude, we joke about pooping on this thing 10 years after we started it. 11 years after we started it.
So when I was at the art museum, we saw a painting, a self-portrait of a guy. And he did himself nude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, his penis seemed a good size. And I was telling one of the other volunteers, I'm like, you think he had a little extra paint? Just a little extra paint down there? You think so? He was like, I got a little extra brown. You know, why not?
I mean, it's a self-portrait. No, it's supposed to be representational. If it wasn't representational, it would be a photo. That's what art is. Art's not there to show you the penis of his body. It's there to show you the penis of his soul.
And the write-up said, like, is that the name of the episode, Tim?
I don't know. Because fresh penny juice is also pretty good.
I think I vote for penis of his soul. So the little write-up said like something about him doing the self-portrait shows his confidence in his art skill and his body. I'm like, does it show confidence in his body? Because I don't know what this guy fucking looks like, but he can make himself look like fucking anything in this picture.
Exactly. Like, I started with my head, and then I Googled Henry Cavill. Then I Googled Peter North, or, you know, Ron Jeremy or something.
I Googled the bottom half of John Hamm.
There you go.
And then I didn't Google Michael shit. Fassbender. I started painting a cylinder, and I just kept painting until I ran out of canvas.
I actually took a picture of this photo, and I will send it to you.
All right.
Sorry, listeners, we are not going to share this with you.
No. you can find your own penises from your own souls.
Where is? Oh, there it is. Oh yeah, he had a little extra paint.
If you want to see this dude's copywritten art, you gotta go to the museum and look at his schvants.
And then last night, oh yeah, so yesterday I volunteered, and then I went to a show at the SF Jazz Center, which is lovely. It was a great show. And then I was like, all right, I'm near my favorite tiki bar, which is Smuggler's Cove. So if you're ever in the city, check it out. And I go and I manage to get a seat at the bar. And then that's when Dennis is sitting next to me and is already, I think, in fucking three sheets to the wind. And just asked me, like, I don't know, it was already kind of loud. And so the questions he was asking me were just kind of annoying to me. I'm like, what brings you here? I'm like, it's a fucking bar. Fucking cocktails. What do you think brings me here? Like, I was like, he's like, where are you coming from? Like, what do you mean? Like, right now in life? Like, I just came from a show. And he was just having some stupid conversation next to me about, he's like, and I don't know if I didn't hear enough of it, but he's like, yeah, she should be a woman. She should clean and like look beautiful. And like, he said something about like, I have a real woman. She can handle me when I'm an asshole. I'm like, why don't she just not be a fucking asshole to your fucking wife? Like, how about that? And so at one point, like,
that's
so
solid says, marriage advice. you're like Billy Joel. Good information from a man who's made mistakes.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
You should
your
open
wife.
Your own counselorship, and that should be your entire advice. Hey, don't be an asshole.
And then he tells me he's married, and his wife's out of town, and out of town is in San Jose. I'm like, I don't know that. I mean, technically, that's out of town, but I don't know if that's even out of the metro area.
I mean, yes, it's out of town. But like the
that's
the,
not even a long distance call.
Yeah,
I think that's still covered.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we don't really make long distance calls much anymore because that's not a thing. But Petbridge Farm remembers.
And then at one point he's just like, can you pick up girls here? I'm like, I mean, it. You pick up girls anywhere. Like, I mean, this is a, there are girls here. Like, you don't want my permission? Do you want to? I'm like, I've never done it, but that's not what I come here for.
You should probably
ask
them.
More depends on your skill set than the area.
Yeah, that's what I was like. More depends on like what you're doing, how you look. And Dennis, I don't know. So then a lady sits next to him and starts to chat him up. And yeah, I was kind of like, mind my own business, but also ear hustling, as they say, which was not hard because he was loud. And they're talking, and she's just like, and I think she's a little drunk as well.
At a bar?
And she's like, yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
What's the chances of finding two of them, like near each other, even?
I would say, though, like generally, I don't know, generally. I feel like this is not generally a bar where people just go to get fucked up. I mean, it happens, but I think it's more like, I want a good, like, cocktail.
Isn't every bar a place where people go to get fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody goes there for, like, you know.
There's a bar called Trader Sam's out in the Richmond part of the city. If you want tiki drinks and get fucked up, that's a bar to go to. Fucking have a heavy hand. I'm like, oh, wow, that's this place fucks you up.
Where everybody gets shit-faced. And there's beer all over the place. I was going to go for something about the floor being sticky, but let's keep going.
So they're chatting, and at one point she's like, yeah, I know, I'm married, and I don't have kids by choice. And then, like, yeah, Dennis just chimes in, we can fix that. I'm like, what, Dennis? Like, don't you think that's going to work, buddy? And she's like, no, we can't. And he kept going with it. He's like, yeah, we can't. And she's like, no, that's not happening. I was like, you go, girl.
That's a wrong move. Hey, pretty lady. Hey, I have no interest in having children. Well, how about I change that?
Like if you had any chance of getting into her pants, I don't think that was the path to go.
Yeah.
Nope.
Like, hey, I want to fuck you, and I'm going to try and impregnate you. How's that sound?
Well, the good news is I'm sterile.
That's the tack to go.
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah.
Not like we could fix that. It was like you just never did it. It's like, what do you think is gonna happen?
Just punch yourself in the junk a bunch of times. Like, there we go, we're good. Yeah. Oh, and those are getting past that, all that swollenness now.
Yep. Ooh, swole shut like a black eye.
The married lady was there with friends, and one of the friends wanted people to sniff armpits. Huh. And I was like,
you have the weirdest encounters when you're in the wild.
I do, and I sniffed them.
And
yeah, they're fine. They didn't really smell like anything.
All right.
I think, I can't be sure. I think I could have got some.
I mean, you were sniffing her armpits. It's already like sixth base at least.
You're at least in the on deck circle.
I mean, that might have been foreplay for her.
Yeah, maybe.
Her armpits were a little wet.
I feel like we've.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know, she wants it.
Oh man, Tim, you're gonna be so hot, but armpits are so wet for you right now.
Tim, sometimes armpits just get wet all on their own. It has nothing to do with the person's state of arousal.
Oh, I have so much to learn.
I did get consent before I sniffed armpits.
I would hope so. More like, did she get consent before she foisted her armpit smell on you?
I mean,
everybody needs a consent in this scenario.
This may not surprise you. I was a little buzzed, so I was like, you know what? Why not? Why not? I'll sniff some strangers' armpits.
Yeah.
And then we end up leaving at the same time and walk for a little bit, and then our paths diverged. Yeah, it was, yeah. So that, those were like my mini adventures I had throughout the day. And I saw this morning, did I say I saw a hawk kill a crow or catch a crow? I didn't see the hawk catch a crow. I saw the hawk on the ground holding the crow down as other his crow friends were like, let him go, let him go. As imagine what they were saying. They're more just squawking, flying overhead.
Nature's.
Why wouldn't they dive bomb the hawk? Probably help him out. Hawk can't get all of you at once.
Yeah. But, I mean, the flip side of that is the hawk can get one of you.
And did.
One of you at a time. All right, right now it's got Sammy. Carl, you really want to be the new Sammy? I don't think, regardless of what we do, I don't think Sammy's getting up. And if he is getting up, I don't think he's flying away. But if you want to go join him on the ground with a bunch of hawk holes in you.
Oh, hello, new Sammy.
Was that, were you doing like Taiki Waititi?
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
You got it. That's what I thought.
Nailed in one.
Yep.
And also, so I've been running in the morning now. I mean, I have lately. Fucking, I love it. I saw a coyote in Golden Gate Park.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, there's so much going on in this world.
Did you razzle him?
Nope.
The coyote?
Nope. I stayed away.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know what coyotes do when you try to get near them, and I didn't want to find out.
Mostly cuddles.
Yeah. No, they're just like long-legged puppies. Just get in there, just get on your knees, you know, like in a position where you can't like quickly stand and run. And, you know, just like stick a hand like right in their face.
Hand. I thought you said stick a ham right in their face. I'm like, well, they might like it. I don't know.
Yeah. Just drop trowel back up towards them.
Oh, I thought maybe it was Easter.
I know. Like, I was changing things.
A glazed ham.
No. Just no walk around with two juicy hams in his pants, man. Two juicy hams, one salami.
So that's like the gist of my weekend and week.
Well, a week and a half ago, was also doing a bunch of running in the morning towards the toilet.
Oh,
because
where is it going?
I caught a stomach bug. I politely told the people that I work with, who I was planning on meeting in the office, that I would not be able to make it into the office because I told them that the food had been coming out the other direction, because that seemed less rude than telling them, I've been shitting my guts out for 5 hours straight. I took a drink of water and then I shat water. I shat so much, I gave myself a hemorrhoid.
Ow.
Yeah. I'm like, oh. The beehole don't snap back like it used to. I got old man butt now. My wife went out and got flushable wipes that are preparation H and got medicine on them.
That's what your
I got those.
That's what your butthole needs, right?
Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
It's got what buttholes crave. Yes. And you know what?
God, what buttholes crave?
Is that not the episode title, Tim?
I don't know.
We're like halfway in. Anything can happen.
Yeah, yeah. So that was a rough couple days. It turned into a rough week. I got a lot of calls to be on. A lot of time sitting in front of the computer. A lot of it, I spent shifting uncomfortably from side to side. And I got a real creaky chair right now. So it's like I would mute it and then creak 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 in the chair and then unmute and go back to the call. Oh, and then I'd get off a call, and if I had a break between calls, sometimes I just had to go lay down for a little while. I'm like, I can't have weight on my hiney. It wasn't a great way to live.
That was your whole week.
That was my whole week.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Yep. Oh, and then just because, you know, fuck whatever you thought you were going to be wearing, we went from 70 and thunderstorms and tornadoes to 48 hours later. Oh, and like power going out and shit from the strength of these storms to 48 hours later, snowfall and ice and other shit like that. It was like late spring straight back to winter in 2 days. That was weird. But yeah, that's about it.
The planet's angry.
Yes. Yes. And we watched the end of The Good Place at some point during that.
No spoilers. I haven't seen the beginning yet. I've been managing to avoid everything about The Good Place.
Yep. So yes, I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say I think it is now my favorite show on TV. I think it has replaced Breaking Bad. And I thought it was going to be Better Call Saul that beat out Breaking Bad. But, you know, I got to see the ending of Better Call Saul before I made that determination. But now I think Good Place has got that solidly locked up.
The best television show ever?
From my point of view, yeah. I mean, that's how I feel.
So you never watched The Muppets?
I really enjoyed The Muppets. I think The Good Place is better than every other show I've ever seen.
You're wrong.
So you've never started the show at all, Tim? Okay.
But then I heard good things. I was like, oh, I need to start that. And then they're like, well, this blah, blah, blah. Well, this something happens this season. It's a spoiler. I'm like, all right, I will avoid all news about this.
Yep.
And then that was like a year or two ago. And I have still managed to avoid every discussion about The Good Place.
That's good. I avoid discussing The Good Place. I don't tell people anything about The Good Place. The only thing I tell them is you should give it a shot. So, yeah, that's about all of that.
Well, I caught up with all my CW shows.
All right.
Which was weird because one of them was The Flash. And in the comics, famously, Barry Allen dies in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Mm-hmm.
So does Supergirl, in fact. They said at the beginning of the season of The Flash, like, so I had already watched Crisis on Infinite Earths, the big crossover, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'm going to go back because I just hadn't been keeping up with my CW shows for whatever. Oh, because a lot of them were during Christmas and I was just busy, blah, blah, blah. So I went back and watched it. And so the beginning of the season of The Flash, like, that is one of the main shows setting up the steps to the crossover.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is like the Monitor, who's a character in both the comics and the show, and he tells Barry Allen he's going to die in Crisis. And so, like, all the episodes leading up to Crisis are people like, oh, we got to say goodbye to Barry Allen. I'm like, this show just got renewed for a second season. They're not killing off Barry Allen. Even if I hadn't already watched Crisis and known he didn't die in Crisis, I know they're not going to have a show called The Flash where The Flash is dead. Like, they were doing the same thing with Green Arrow, but we knew that show was ending. So I was like, it's a good chance he might die.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care because I watch that show. But, like, every episode was like, yeah, we gotta prepare the team for when I'm not around anymore. I'm like, we don't, though. They're not going to have a show called Flash where you're not in it.
So my son has started to pick that up from shows. Like, I haven't even talked him through, like critical analysis of what's going on in a show's plotline around, mm-hmm. They're gonna threaten the main character with death, but it's a main character. They're definitely gonna be back. I've started to watch the original Star Trek series with him, and mm-hmm. we get to the one. I think it's like five episodes in. Maybe it's four. Naked Time, or Naked Now?
Yes.
Yeah, Naked Time. Where Sulu gets infected and he's going crazy with the sword play, and my son turns mm-hmm. to me and he goes, "Is Sulu a main character?" I'm like, "Damn, dude, look at you." Like, you're seeing right through the bullshit. Like, if Sulu's the main character, he's probably not about to die.
Sidebar, we were flipping channels and Danelle got on some channel that was just, it was some documentary or docu-reality type show. And it had to do with, like, people dying or something. And it was like, she's like, nope, I don't want to see this. So she just changed the channel to the first thing she could. And it was an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation on the Sci-Fi Channel. And it was literally on the screen for a second and a half. I'm like, oh, this is the one where they meet the Borg. She's like, no one's even said anything.
I wonder if I can still do that.
When people ask me, they're like, I'm like, I've been watching Picard. I'm like, oh, are you enjoying it? I'm like, yeah, I'm a Star Trek fan. I mean, I enjoy Star Trek, but I'm not like a fan like Tim and Andy are. They can tell you specific episode titles and what episode yep. shit happened in.
It was called Q Who, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, it's got Picard in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I watched that first free episode and it was fine, but I'm like, that's not pay for CBS All Access fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you said it was fine?
Yeah.
I mean,
didn't really blow my skirt up.
I mean, yeah, the whole setup of like what starting this adventure is not really original. Like, there's this thing and we didn't think there was this thing and I'm like, yeah, all right, like, but it was enjoyable enough and I already had paid for like the month. So I'm like, oh, I'll keep watching it. And I'll finish out.
It's only, you know, it's how many episodes is it? Eight?
I think like it's enough where I have to pay for 2 months. I'm like, you fuckers.
Oh, I see.
you plan it that way.
Yep.
That's how they get you.
Yep. That is how they get you. I mean, that's not, this is not in dispute. If you ask them, how do you get us? They will tell you this. This is how we get you.
Yeah. It's funny. We wanted to watch Jumanji last night. We wanted to show it to the boys. And I was like, we pay for 3 streaming services and we still have to rent Jumanji.
Yep.
God damn it.
Yeah. It's this weird like balkanization and it's turning back into like cable packages of like, well, hey, we're going to put a bunch of shit on Netflix that you don't care about, like fucking Goop. In fact, stuff that you would rather not be on your streaming service just so your son doesn't
across. Hey, Goop is amazing.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow's shit, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Where she like tells bullshit.
Yep.
Here, shove the stone up your vagina, makes it tighter.
Yep.
I told you guys that story.
Oh no, the stone's porous and now you've got toxic shock syndrome. Who could have foreseen this? Only science.
I'm like,
every doctor.
A while ago I told a story about a lady who I'd been dating, we were having sex.
I mean, dating. Who am I kidding? We were fucking.
I mean, I don't know if there's a lot of dating going on. I mean, we would go out, but you know. Anyways, yeah, she got one of those stuck up there. And it was just like, I didn't know who to call, but I figured you would help me. I'm like, yeah, sure. I mean, we weren't really seeing each other anymore, but she's like, you're the last person I had sex with. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you. I would help you dig the stone out of your vagina. But I was like, how does it work? Like, why does it make you tighter? Like, we've had sex. You're fine. Like,
yeah.
But well, like, for you, poor guy who follows you, though. Side note. Yes, women. I'm aware vaginas don't work that way. Just funny for the joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, do you squeeze or anything? She's like, no, you just put it up there. I'm like, I'm no expert.
I guess I should say, impressionable young men, vaginas don't really work that way. Don't propagate this.
Yes.
There you go.
Unless you need it for the joke, in which case, add all the disclaimers.
Exactly.
Bring James and Michael in the room. We need to tell.
Oh, no.
Hey, boys. This is your mother's hoo-hoo nanny. You both came out of it. Still works great.
Still tight as a drum.
Neither one of them came out of it.
I was actually aware of that. But again, I needed it for the joke.
We don't care about facts on this show.
We don't worry about accuracy.
Sorry, Janelle. I needed your vagina for the joke.
we're the Fox News of jokes.
We're just going to make shit up and insist agenda. It's funny.
Anyway, sorry, Noah, I interrupted you.
I forgot what I was talking about now.
Putting things in vaginas.
Streaming. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, she needed me to help her out. But eventually she was able to get the yoni egg, or I think that's what it's called, out on her own. So I didn't have to fish.
Did she just plug her nose and blow under her thumb and it just shot out? Impressionable young men, vaginas work exactly like that.
Yes.
No, she just chewed on some gum and it popped out.
It's so fucking random.
When Tim said his saying, it made me think of how you depressurize your ears.
Oh, okay. Which,
and then that made me think of, I mean, I get place, like when I get there, it makes sense. But when I say it, it doesn't make sense. I have to explain my path.
Yes.
So that made me think of chewing gum.
Still, just the idea she's chewing gum and it popped right out, man, was funny. Yes. Even without the journey.
That's why I said it. I'm like, oh, this is kind of funny.
Tim, remember when I used to do that shit to you all the time and you would call me on it?
Nope.
Oh, man. We were like high school, like early 20s. Yes, I would say something and you'd be like, I have no idea how the fuck you just got there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would just like to point out for the listeners, we were not in high school in our early 20s. Yeah. He was saying two different time periods.
I got held back a couple times. I was the old creepy dude.
Andy might have been able to graduate high school early if he'd really put his mind to it.
Yes, I could have. But I should not have. But I probably should have. It was weird. It was like, yeah, like from emotional maturity, I definitely needed to be around kids my own age because I like just like figuring out how to be with other people. I think if I'd gone into college with people who were even more mature, like that probably would have fucked me up. But at the same time, like just the oppressive sameness of it all in high school, I was burnt all the way out by senior year. Not after senior year either. Like, there was a couple of classes in senior year I almost failed just because I wouldn't do the homework. Like, I'd ace the tests and get zeros on all the homework, and they'd be like, you got a D. Like, is that passing? Like, yes, but we're not happy about it. Like, I know, I shouldn't be happy about it either, but...
I am.
Here we are.
I think there was also probably some, like, some of the depression was probably starting to kick up around then, probably. Like, yeah, I just felt like I didn't know what was going on, and, like, there was a lot of stuff. I had a lot of feels.
But we didn't call them that back then.
No, we didn't.
No. In general, how do you guys feel about your high school experience?
Net positive. There's a lot of stuff I look back on where it's like I wish I'd been more empathetic.
I think we all could have been.
Yeah.
We were all wrapped up in our own shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but not even shit. Like, well, for me, it wasn't shit that was important. It was shit I thought was important.
Yeah.
I feel like you definitely hear a lot about high school being very hard for people. And I just not have that experience. And not like there wasn't annoying, shitty stuff I dealt with, but it's just like, yeah. I went to high school with like friends that I went to, were in eighth grade with, and I just hang out with them. So I'm like, oh, this is fine. I'm just like,
yeah.
I go to this other school and I hang out with the same friends. I'm like, all right. Like I didn't really get bullied per se, but yeah, there's definitely like kids were shitty to me sometimes, but for the most part, they were not.
Yeah. I generally enjoyed high school as well, especially unlike Andy, I especially enjoyed my senior year.
I mean, I enjoyed like the friends that I hung out with, and I enjoyed like the like extracurricular stuff that I did, but like the classes that I had to go to, like chemistry was the only one. Chemistry was the only, actually I didn't even need to go to that one because I already had my my physical sciences taken care of. So I just did AP Chem because I wanted to. And yeah, like that was the only one that like I think I really enjoyed. The other ones was like, yeah, I learned things. They were fine and everything.
I learned things. They were fine.
Yeah, but it was, but like just the grind of the homework and the grind of like the emotional grind of like not knowing what I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to be doing. And yeah. And there was a lot of like, if I failed at something, like beating myself up about the failure as opposed to just like being able to like move past it, which just kind of compounded failure with failure. Cause it's like, oh, well, I already fucked this up. I just may as well not even try anymore. It's like, no, you fucked up one thing. Like that's over the course of a year, like one bad day is nothing. One bad day a week is nothing.
See, like I had one class I had to take. It was like social studies or some, whatever the thing every senior had to take. And then
was it government and economics? I think that was
something like that.
Yeah.
And then it was creative writing, which I super enjoyed.
Yep.
Drafting, which I could take or leave, but at least there was some creativity, or at least, you know, not creativity necessarily, but there, you know, it was different than like open up your book, learn a thing, well, yep, regurgitate that thing. Okay.
What, did Obama teach a class?
Let me be clear.
We are
learning a thing.
We're gonna open up the pages to 567.
But then after that, it was choir, lunch, choir, drama. I was like, "This is a day."
Yep. What did I do senior year?
Who gives a shit? I barely care about my schedule, and just said it.
I went from AP Chem to biology, which was something that freshmen took. So I was a senior in a class full of freshmen that was being taught.
Why?
Because I transferred halfway through freshman year from Southern California. So I wasn't taking biology because that wasn't a ninth grade class from where I came from. It was a 10th grade class. So like everyone else is taking biology except for me. And then I got senior year and they're like, oh, you need a license.
Why didn't
to graduate.
You take it in 10th or 11th grade?
My schedules were all full. Like there was a bunch of other shit I was taking.
High five.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like, it was me and one other senior in that class and a whole mess of freshmen. And yeah, there were times where, yeah, I'm not a morning person and my chemistry class was zero period. So it started at like 7:10. So there were times I'd get to biology and like the class would be warm and the subject matter would be boring and I'd already know it. And like, you know, I read ahead in the book or whatever, or it was just shit that I knew, or we're talking about like the chemistry aspect of biology. I'm like, I just came from fucking AP Chem. Like, I'm taking a college level chem course. Like, don't ask me to like, why do you think the symbol for lead might be PB? Because it's from another fucking language. That was actually legitimately a question. And I whispered the answer to one of the people sitting next to me. And I got in trouble for whispering in class. Oh, and the teacher was, she was nice. She was a good teacher. She like, but I was like, I was fucking done, like already done at that point of the day. Oh man. Yeah. I definitely like 2020 hindsight. Yes, Tim, I definitely should have tried to find a way. Like I should have taken biology instead of being in that fucking connections class that you and I were in.
Clusters.
Clusters. That's what it was. Clusters. Yes.
More like clusterfuck. I'm right. I mean, high five.
I get what they were trying to do, but man, like they should have only picked like certain students, like fucking Steve and his like stoner ilk should not have been in that class.
What? They were great.
Oh yeah, Tim. They were definitely great. yeah. So I don't remember everything else, but the AP Spanish, and then there was one other class I was taking that was hard. Ish. Did I have? I think I had Jack Leach's English class, fiction and metaphor.
Oh, you're right. That wasn't creative writing. That's what I was referring to as creative writing earlier.
Yeah, fiction and metaphor.
Yep, it was good.
Yeah, that was a class I looked forward to, and it wasn't because he was like easygoing, and it was basically like don't be a dipshit, and you're going to get an A in this class. But it was like he would pick apart the imagery and like themes, and it was like a criticism of fiction class, but like presented in a really like laid back, low key way. And it had a conceptually similar English class the year before that was basically everybody who should have been in AP English but didn't have room in their class, they all took this class. And it showed, because like the teacher introduced the what is it? It's not the parable of the cave. It's Plato's shit. I can't remember the word for it. Whatever. The thing where people sitting in a cave watching shadows on a wall, and it's all they've ever been seeing because they're chained. They can't even see the fire. All they can see is the shadows on the wall, and they tell themselves the stories about it. And then if you took somebody out of the cave and they saw what reality really was, it would blow their mind, and they'd have no construct for that. It was like he allegory of the cave. He introduced that at the beginning of the year, and then like all of the other overachievers, I guess I was the only one who was like, my brain was wired at the same level, but my thirst for achievement was not. So I was the slacker version of them, but all the overachievers in that class, like every time he would ask them to, give an opinion about something, they would try to regurgitate something that he had said. And it would often come back to that allegory of the cave. And I'm like, it fucking isn't. Like, that's not everything. Like, everything isn't the one thing.
Yeah,
like, take this for what it is.
It's all one thing.
Everything is one thing.
Yes, I take that back to
one bitch with many faces, Andy.
Yes, exactly. That's reality. Reality is all the same bitch. I compare that class to
that's another good episode title.
To the fiction and metaphor class, and it was like, it was a similar level of like, no, it's like, stop just reading the words and stop just reading like the plot and whatever. And like, think about like even the way that the author has the people speak, like why are they talking that way? Like, why are they like speak? Why is this one guy speaking in short, choppy sentences? What does that tell you about him? Why is this other person like go like 14 pages where everyone else is talking to his mom and he just doesn't talk to her? Like there's stuff that's not happening that you should look at. Like, whatever it was, maybe it was being in another class full of slackers, but like somehow Jack Leach's version of all of that was fucking eye-opening. So yeah, that was definitely a high point of senior year.
I remember he showed an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation so that we could analyze the writing in it, and it was Yesterday's Enterprise, where they go back and the Enterprise C shows up in the future, and so Tasha Yar comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, Guinan says, I've never seen anything bother her before. And he highlighted on that line. He's like, do you understand why that is significant? He says, I've never seen anything bother her before, because in in our reality, as people who are watching this from outside the show, she's never seen her before. So she's never seen anything before. So that's why that line has multiple meanings. I was like, I just watched the show, man, because it's bored. You know, they have little phasers. Pachoo!
Boo! Yep. Lasers!
Klingons got the shit going on their forehead, their crazy teeth, instead of just like the eyebrows.
Sometimes they sit Frankies on stun.
Frankies have butt heads.
Yeah.
All right, I feel like we are rapidly approaching the end of this episode.
Yeah.
And I need to ask you guys this question.
Okay.
Yes, Tim, Ferengis are space Jews.
Great. Have you guys heard of shrimp chips?
Yes.
Yes.
I literally am the only one.
Okay. Would I ever eat?
That works like I'm having shrimp chips. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Shrimp chips? Chips. But they're shrimp.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
I can't say I'm. Like,
oh,
ever
yeah. I was going to have some fucking pepperoni cereal. What are you talking about?
I was going to have some.
Yeah, I was going to have some cod trail mix. What are you talking? Why? What?
I was going to have some tape biscuits.
I mean, Tim, we live in an era where
tape biscuits,
you know. Yep. Tape the balls, tape the balls.
But tis the biscuits, Tim.
Tis the biscuits.
Taint biscuits.
You, man.
And now we have five choices for episode title. I think I'll throw these on Twitter and see what people say.
So, Tim, in fairness, we do live in a time and a place where Burger King has chicken fries, so... All bets are off. Meats or carbs? Black is beautiful, I guess.
And they're like, oh, you put it on your tongue. That's what I like. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, you put it on your tongue and it's like Pop Rocks. I'm like, what is happening to the world? And I did, and it was. And I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Pop meat? No. No pop meat. No.
Yeah.
Fizzy beef, get away.
Taint biscuits.
Oh man, I unlocked my phone and the first thing that popped up is that naked dude. Of all the pictures of Noah's that are gonna stay on my phone, that's gonna be it. My phone's made a choice.
I just googled taint biscuits to see what we got. Mousy taint is an off flavor reminiscent of caged mice or sometimes cracker biscuit. Taint cake. Oh, that's an Urban Dictionary. Huh. A crusty, rancid, solid or semi-solid deposit left usually on the front rim of the toilet seat. This is usually caused by a person who does not properly or adequately, which is a hyperlinked word, wash the space between their genitalia and anus, i.e. taint, and hence the residue from said area is smeared across the seat and incubated or caked onto the seat so badly that usually a vigorous scrubbing, again, also hyperlinked, is needed to remove the viscous substance.
First of all, not the correct use of the word incubate. Second of all, who is doing the dog butthole scoot to get off the toilet? Like, your taint should airdrop into the hole and then exit the same direction. Like, this should be a Z-axis transaction only.
Well, I'm going to use it in a sentence. Holy freaking God, Krish needs to wash his undercarriage. Just look at that taint cake he left on the seat.
I don't understand how somebody could get poo onto the front of the seat. Like, the back, yes. Like, that space of the seat is butthole adjacent.
Butthole adjacent. Well, I think we've accomplished something here today.
Oh, man. What is it, though?
Magic. Most episode titles?
Yeah. And I would say, just being meta about it, that's another episode title.
All right. I don't think the poll can have more than four things. So.
Okay. Well, I don't think most episode titles should be one of the options, then. I think it's one of the weaker ones. Still reasonable, not as funny.
Yep, four episodes.
All right.
I mean, four choices. Anyway.
Okay, Tim, go smoke that
bowl. That's been Tamcast for this week. Remember, not today, shrimp chips on my tongue.
remember, never trust the guy, the married guy at the bar. When you say you don't have children on purpose, that he will fix it.
What do I hate these weeks? This week I hate blowing out my O-ring. But not as much as I hate Donald Trump.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. I'm proud of us for not even mentioning the impeachment.
No. We
talked about the Super Bowl more than the impeachment.
We did. But fuck Susan Collins. You know what? Fuck all the Republican senators with the exception of Mitt Romney. Every last fucking one of them.
Actually, don't fuck them. No one should ever fuck them again.
Yeah, no.
Just everyone teach should them just a lesson.
Withhold. Yes.
Yeah, you learn a lesson. Now you get no more orgasms.
Yep.
I mean, with other people.
Yep.
Because you already fucked the country. Bam! Yep. Bam, bam, bam!
Hope you came. It's the last time.
You already finished on the country's chest.
What?
No.
Too soon?
No, this, Tim, they finished in the country's hair.
Oh, dear.